I wasn't sure exactly where to spot eagles in Dubuque, Iowa, so for the annual Eagle Watch there, I started indoors at the city's convention center. There were plenty of eagle-related knickknacks for sale, stuff like eagle bobbleheads, plush toys, and photos. But locals there told me where to find eagles and why the Eagle Watch means so much.
20 years ago, we read about eagles, we heard about eagles, but we never ever saw one.
That's Dubuque photographer Robert Eichmann.
I've been taking pictures for 65 years. I probably never got a picture of an eagle till about probably 7 or 8 years ago. So I have witnessed their comeback.
And now this is one of the hot spots.
Right. This time of the year, there may be 400 to 500 eagles roosting in the bluffs on either side of the river.
Eichmann said the best place to see them is on the Mississippi River. There's a dam that stops the river and a lock that lets boats through. He suggested I try the Eagle Watch trolley.
Hi there. Hi. Are you going to the lock?
Yeah. Great.
Dubuque has had an Eagle Watch event for 21 years, but dozens of towns in the upper Midwest sponsor them in January and February. Eagles were declared endangered in the early 70s because a pesticide was killing their young. They're now off the federal endangered and threatened list. Still, seeing an eagle is novel enough that there's a small tourist industry built around their winter hunting grounds.
Right up here to the left, folks, there's about 4, 5, 6 right in a row.
Oh, there they are. It's amazing.
Let's get out here.
I had seen a few eagles before in my lifetime, but never this many at once. They were in trees and swooping over the river. I headed to a lookout that's run by the Army Corps of Engineers. Park Ranger Brett Streckwald was there to answer my questions.
Why is it that this is such a good location to see bald eagles in the wintertime?
Well, it's the lock and dam. It's open water by the dam, and their primary source of food is fish.
So on our left, is solid ice along the Mississippi River, and then what do we see to the right?
Well, we have open water. The dam keeps the water open, and the fish go through the dam, and they're stunned a little bit, and it makes it pretty easy for the eagles to feed on them.
It hardly seems fair, but it keeps the eagles pretty healthy, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't see any unhealthy ones, let's put it that way. They're all pretty well fed.
So what do you have set up here?
Well, we've got spotting scopes set up on the various eagles that are stationary, and then obviously we have the birds that are flying. So have a lot of people that like to take pictures.
I don't know how good this shot is going to be with my very amateurish camera, but... I think this boy had the right idea. I'm now looking through one of these telescopes that the Army Corps of Engineers set up for us. And I can see this eagle perfectly. The ice is bobbing up and down, and he's going with it. But he is staring out into the water, all steely-eyed. It's a nice image. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ollie.